Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with Keith Miller, an officer with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, right after this. Mark Hodges of OK Genetics says the latest varieties from the OSU wheat breeding program are worth a look.
The newer varieties have more potential. Not only are the genetics there, but they've got a better disease package.
Duster has dominated the 2010 wheat variety trials across the state, yielding better than any other variety from any other breeding program, hands down. OK Genetics, helping fund plant breeding research that will help wheat producers prosper. Visit their website at www.okgenetics.com. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. Let me tell you about the Peach Barn and Orchard in Porter, where they offer homegrown peaches and a complete line of fruits and vegetables, bakery items, peach fried pies, peach ice cream, crafts and quilts, and so much more. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. The administration of George W. Bush negotiated a free trade agreement with South Korea back in 2006 before they left office. The Obama administration has left it on the shelf. They haven't submitted it to Congress, which is the next step to getting it actually ratified and in place. A lot of folks in agriculture are starting to get real nervous right now about our lack of movement with this free trade deal with this country and a couple of other countries as well, saying that we're going to lose the initiative of being able to sell our products in a competitive manner to nations like South Korea if we don't get moving soon. Keith Miller is chairman-elect of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and he's very concerned about other countries moving up on us when it comes to free trade deals with South Korea.
The Korean Free Trade Agreement would be a big boost for the American farmer because it would allow a lot of the tariffs that are placed on our products going into Korea to be lifted over time and make our products more competitive in that market. It would be a huge benefit. The Koreans are working with other governments around the world, working on free trade agreements with them, and if they get the agreements signed before we do, it'll make their products a lot more competitive and we'll lose market share in Korea. And that's why it's so urgent for us to get ours signed so that we can maintain or build that market share.
Miller, who is the chairman-elect of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, also concerned about the Koreans turning away from U.S. pork if we don't get an FTA completed with them fairly soon.
Korea is one of our larger pork markets, and we're seeing some competition coming in from other countries, especially Chile, because they've got a free trade agreement. And if we don't start moving, we could lose some of that market share. And right now, we are the largest exporter to Korea for pork. So we want to maintain that and keep building that. So one thing I would encourage is please call your congressmen to encourage them to move forward with this free trade agreement because it's going to be vitally important to moving our exports for farm commodities into Korea.
Chairman-elect of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Keith Miller. Of course, the question is, which free trade agreement are we talking about? As President Obama has directed U.S. Trade Ambassador Ron Kirk to enter into a new round of negotiations with South Korea on a revised free trade agreement. The question is, are the Koreans even interested in doing so? They may say, well, you've got a deal that we cut in 2007. Take it or leave it. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.